Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and very interested in politics today. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor gave her letter of retirement to George W. Bush today, saying she's going to retire. So she is the Reagan nominee. Ronald Reagan put her in office, and she's one of the justices, for example, that said partial birth abortion should stand. That the Nebraska late-term abortion law, she struck that down. So she's been a real gem of a grandmotherly type, right? Killing babies virtually without restriction. Of course, we're not for regulating how you kill babies here at Bob Enyart Live. We're for telling the world that it's wrong to kill babies. We don't want to outlaw Zyklon A just to see the Germans use Zyklon B. We want to keep the moral foundation to our political strategy. So anyway, what do we do now? Now, Sandra Day, one of the bad justices, is stepping down. She said, effective when the president nominates and sees his nominee confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, so that when their term begins again in the fall, she will not be there if her replacement is on the bench. So I'd like to quote to you from a column this week from Bob Novak. He's the Political Observer, longtime columnist, tends conservative, only in the weird political sense. And he writes about George W. Bush and his first choice as a U.S. Supreme Court justice. Who would he choose given the opportunity? And he provides the name that we've been saying on this show for years, and that if he could, George W. Bush would put Alberto Gonzalez on the Supreme Court. Now, Alberto Gonzalez is a pro-abort. He's like John Kerry. He's personally against abortion, but he's never met an abortion restriction that he could hardly stomach. Let's look at this column from Robert Novak, and perhaps it'll give you some insight, additional insight into what's happening in the Republican Party. What is the George W. Bush White House all about? What is the Christian political strategy in America? What kind of an effect is it having on our culture and our nation? So here we go. Robert Novak, Dateline, Washington. The title of the column, No, Not Gonzalez. For more than a week, a veritable torrent has tipped that Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is President Bush's first nomination to the U.S. Supreme Court. At least that's who he would like it to be. It has sent the conservative movement into spasms of fear and loathing. Spasms. And I'd say that's probably an accurate description. If George W. Bush did this, now I would think he will not. But if he does not, it's only because of the Christians who would just absolutely be irate that Bush would knowingly and intentionally appoint a pro-abort to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, let me continue with Robert Novak's column. Gonzalez has long been unacceptable to anti-abortion activists because of his record as a Texas Supreme Court justice. Oh, and by the way, let me assert that pro-life Christians are in love with Priscilla Owen, right? She was just confirmed to a federal court, and she killed Baby 10 as a Texas Supreme Court justice because she, like all of our other pro-life Republican-nominated judges, says, I will uphold Roe v. Wade. And she might have wanted to let Baby 10 live, but what could she do? Someone had missed the deadline. It was a technicality. Somebody missed the deadline, and so you have to kill the baby. And so she signed the order of execution, to put it that way. So anyway, the conservative Christian pro-life leaders in America, Alberto Gonzalez, it was so obvious they couldn't take it anymore, because if Bush likes him, appoints him, then people so often will go along with it. But Priscilla Owen, they still think they're still in denial about judges like William Pryor and Priscilla Owen. Because these judges, because of our strategy, they believe it's okay to kill some innocent people intentionally so that some good may come of it. The Apostle Paul in Romans, what was that, Romans 3:8? He considered it slander. He considered it slander, like libel, to say of him that he would do evil, that good may come of it. So we've gone from thinking that that's a slanderous accusation, that you would do evil, that good may come of it. We've gone from thinking that it's slander to making it the centerpiece of Christian pro-life strategy in America. Okay, so Gonzalez has been unacceptable. Back to the column here by Robert Novak. He is also opposed by organized conservative lawyers. Ironically, the same Bush supporters who have been raising money and devising tactics for the mother of all judicial confirmation fights are in a panic. They are in a panic that Alberto Gonzalez will be named. Is that amazing? It's amazing. And we told everybody this from the campaign. I don't mean a year ago. I mean the campaign 5 years ago, when George W. Bush had packed the Texas Supreme Court with pro-abort judges. We told you guys that, not only the Texas Supreme Court, but the Texas courts generally. Pro-homosexual, pro-abortion. We called the United Methodist Church that he attended in Houston. And remember, that's the same denomination that Hillary goes to, right? Hillary and George W. Bush are United Methodist. And I personally talked to the membership coordinator of George W. Bush's United Methodist Church, and I asked, how about a homosexual attending the church? And she said, oh, of course, they're very welcome. And I said, yeah, but could you be a member? Could you be a member in good standing? Would it? Oh, please, yes, come. And yeah, there was no problem. I couldn't get her to admit there'd really be a problem with that. So we realized what kind of where he's coming from in the Christian community that's pretty broad, where he's coming from. And so if he could stack the Texas Supreme Court and the Texas courts with pro-aborts, and then the National Right to Life Committee gives him a 100% pro-life rating, I wondered, how do you quite do that? What do you have to do if you're a Republican to get less than 100% rating from the National Right to Life Committee? I guess you have to actually become an abortionist yourself. That's the only way to get less than 100% rating. So if Bush would have kept his Republican affiliation and actually had become an abortionist, maybe then National Right to Life would have dropped him down to a 99% rating, because their ratings are completely implausible. They're not credible. They are not the Right to Life voice in America. They are the Republican lobbying committee of America. In order to convince Christians to look the other way when Republicans support the killing of unborn children in a myriad of ways. So don't ever give money to the National Right to Life Committee. Don't ever support them. Do whatever you can to undermine them. Colorado Right to Life is the first Right to Life committee organization in this country. Abortion began here in the 20th century in Colorado in 1967 with Dick Lamb, former representative and then governor. So Colorado Right to Life Committee, they don't compromise. The National Right to Life Committee only compromises. I can't remember a time in my 20 years in this fight. Well, not 20 years. When did I start fighting abortion? 1988. So 17 years. I can't remember a time in this fight when National Right to Life did not compromise. They only compromise. And they lie. They deceive you because they don't, obviously, they don't think you could make up your mind. Otherwise, they would tell you that George W. Bush has packed the Texas courts with pro-abortion judges, but we think maybe he'll change his stripes. We think. You know, that would have been honest, at least. But anyway, so back to Bob Novak's column. He says that the conservative Christians are scared to death that George W. Bush may go ahead and nominate Alberto Gonzalez. We're in a panic. And I'd say that's true, right? And he writes that a torrent of White House leaks describe Gonzalez as the leading prospect for the vacancy. A torrent of leaks. Now, a torrent, that means a lot of leaks, not just a leak, not just something you need a plumber for at the Watergate. This is a torrent of leaks. You can't put your finger in the dike and stop this one. So that creates a situation filled with irony, contradictions, and questions. It sure does, because it's the conservative Christians that fought like crazy to get George W. Bush in office. Right? We're the ones that did it. I use we in a broader sense. I remember a friend I have who, in fact, he's been in Christian media for years. He put my talk show on his station in Orlando, Florida. He did that for a couple years. Nice guy, powerful station. And he called me up about half a year before George W. Bush's campaign got going. And he's a multimillionaire. He owns a ski resort, lives in a beautiful home here in Colorado. Used to be neighbors with Gerald Ford. And then he moved into a nicer neighborhood. So anyway, my friend called me up and said, Bob, we'd like you to help us to organize grassroots support for George W. Bush because we think he'd be a good candidate for presidency. And so I wrote a quick letter of Bush's history, best I could put it together, and sent it right off to him and then followed up with a phone call. And he said, Bob, you never have a problem of saying what's on your mind, do you? And I pointed out that he's a pro-abort. I mean, he's a pro-abort. He says he's pro-life, but he does almost everything. He throws us bones. He throws us bones. He's willing to sign bills that have virtually no impact on over a million babies killed every year. And he throws us bones. He learned all this from his father. Remember George Bush Sr.? George Bush Sr., the Christians were all upset that the NEA was funding artwork, despicable artwork that mocked Christianity, blasphemous, homosexual, pornographic. I think that some of their money was involved in, remember the display, the artwork display of a crucifix in urine? Remember that? In urine? And the liberals, all the liberals who are outraged about the Quran, all the same liberals who are outraged at the Quran, that supposedly the Quran was flushed, they're all the same liberals who defend it using tax dollars to blaspheme Jesus Christ with urine and the crucifix. They're the same. They're the same people. Remember that? And remember the outrage we had? I remember. I was on the radio back then. We've been on the air for 14 years. And the outrage that the Christians had that the NEA, the National Education Association, no, they would do it, but this was a different NEA. This was the National Endowment for the Arts, that they would support this kind of filth. And so the Christians were clamoring. In fact, they were demanding that the head of the NEA be fired. And so George Bush Sr., he fired him. And I bet you I was the only Christian talk show host in the country to point out the absurdity of that day. Because on the day that he fired the head of the NEA, the same day, he signed a bill to give $1 billion, not a million, $1 billion to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. $1 billion. He dramatically increased their funding. Now, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is utterly committed to the killing of unborn children and to the promoting of the homosexual agenda and to teaching children that we've evolved from slime and to undermine Christian morality in every conceivable way. That's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So George Bush Sr., what does he do? He fires, what was the guy's name, John Frohnmayer from the NEA? Fires him and gives the pro-aborts $1 billion on the same day. And the Christians on the radio, on the air, and they're saying, he's our president. He did what we asked him to do. He throws us a bone and he gave them $1 billion. How's that? He threw us a bone and he gave them $1 billion to promote exactly the kind of filth and destructive influence on our culture that we were arguing against. And we're like lapdogs. We're so stupid. You could kick us, punch us in the face, spit on us, and we just keep wagging our tails. So at any rate, let's continue with this Bob Novak column. He wants to know, he's asking this question. He says, why the torrent of Gonzalez leaks from the normally leak-proof White House? He writes, it looks like a trial balloon. Public school teachers, you know what a trial balloon is, right? Trial balloon, when you don't want to propose something because you think it'll cause too much trouble. So you leak it. You don't propose it, you leak it. You get people talking about it, and you see if it causes too much trouble, then maybe you do something else. But really, you put out a trial balloon usually because that's what you really would like to do if you could. So he's saying, why all these leaks from the normally leak-proof White House? It looks like a trial balloon. But there are also suspicions that Gonzalez's name has been floated by social conservatives in the administration. In other words, as a preemptive strike against their own president, some Christians in the White House, in order to shoot down Gonzalez from the start, are warning people, hey, this is who President Bush wants to nominate. So now the column continues here. If opposition to abortion is President Bush's preeminent social conservative position, which it's hard to maintain that from where I sit, it'd be hard to prove that. If that was the accusation, it'd be hard to prove that. Alberto Gonzalez is a most improbable choice, writes Robert Novak. Gonzalez could not bring himself to support parental notification on the Texas Supreme Court. While he professes to be anti-abortion, he maintains that Roe v. Wade is inviolable. In other words, that it cannot be violated. Basically, Gonzalez has the same position as John Kerry. Right? John Kerry, what was his position on abortion? He said, I'm pro-life, but I support Roe v. Wade. Now, what does that mean? That's just hypocrisy. And so George W. Bush is his right-hand man, the man he brought from the Texas Chief Justice to the White House as his chief legal counsel for his first term. And then after 4 loyal years and growing even closer together, he gave Gonzalez one of the plummest jobs in the world of the legal profession, made him the head of the Justice Department. He made Alberto Gonzalez the U.S. attorney and the head of the Justice Department, which makes him the head of the FBI and the federal marshals and all that. At any rate, let's see here. He says that Gonzalez is a most improbable choice because he basically has the same position on abortion that John Kerry had. So what that tells us is that if George W. Bush could get away with it, he'd put a strong pro-abort on the U.S. Supreme Court. And, you know, it's really not my goal to talk about the Bush family. That's not really my concern. But I'm sort of forced into it because I'm trying to show Christians, especially our Christian leaders, that the strategy we have crafted is an utter failure because we Christians have a strategy that says what we want are judges who will uphold the Constitution. And the Constitution, of course, says that the Supreme Court has all the judicial authority in the land, and lower court judges have to agree with and support the Supreme Court. So that's why Priscilla Owen killed Baby 10. Priscilla Owen killed Baby 10 because the AFA and every Christian leader you can think of has said that we want judges who will follow the Constitution. So to follow the Constitution, she had to kill baby 10 because the Constitution gives authority to the U.S. Supreme Court and then to the lower courts. And the lower courts are not higher, they're lower, and they don't have the authority to overturn the Supreme Court. So if our primary political strategy regarding judges is that we want judges who will uphold the Constitution, we are saying that we want thousands of judges in the land who will uphold Roe v. Wade, because that's what the Constitution mandates that they do. Does a state court have the right to overturn the Supreme Court? No. Does a county court, a district court have the right to overturn? So Christian leaders have devised a political strategy that is destructive to the body of Christ in America, and it undermines morality. And so this is what we're up against. Now, I don't think George W. Bush is going to nominate Alberto Gonzalez. I don't think so. But that's not the point. The point is, first, that he wants to, and that he's going to be pretty angry if he doesn't, because he wants to put a strong pro-abort on the U.S. Supreme Court. We've been saying that for years, that this is his first choice. And there are conservatives in the White House who are scared to death, and the leaders of the Christian conservative movement are in a panic. Isn't that a funny position we got ourselves into? The whole reason we said hold your nose and vote for Bush is because of the judges. And guess what? Any judge he nominates, virtually anyone, is highly likely, when being confirmed, to say, well, it'll be interesting. Will they say that abortion is murder? And if confirmed, I will vote to overturn Roe v. Wade? Do you think they'll say that? I doubt it. But that'd be good, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be good to say that? And the Christian leaders would say, if they said that, they'd get kicked off the bench. The road to overturning abortion in America has to pass through 100 careers being destroyed by judges and politicians saying, I will never allow an innocent child to be killed. We need 100 judges to lose their jobs, 100 successful lawyers and justices to resign or to be impeached because they say, I will not support Roe v. Wade. Not until then will we see abortion outlawed in America. We think that we're going to do it by teaching our judges to support Roe v. Wade? If we were in Germany, would we say to our judges, go along with the killing of Jews, and then when we get enough power, we'll stop it? And then by the time we get that power, we've become the ones who've killed most of the Jews. We're not going to stop it. We'd feel guilty. So the strategy is a complete failure. And I guess to some extent, I don't do a good job of explaining, because I've been explaining this for 14 years until I just feel like I'm banging my head against a brick wall. But let me finish this column, because we would all be sad, wouldn't we, if we didn't hear the end of the column? Let's finish the column. All right. So Robert Novak writes, conservatives fear Gonzalez. They fear he will be another in a long line of Supreme Court justices who have proved more liberal than the president who appointed them expected. John Paul Stevens, Sandra Day O'Connor, Anthony Kennedy, David Souter. I'd list all of them, because none of the conservative Republican judges have said that a child has a right to life. None of them. It's a state's rights issue. If California or New York wants to kill unborn children, it's their issue. That's not pro-life. That's pro-choice, state by state. That is a view widely held inside the White House. Okay, now listen to this. Bob Novak is saying the fact that Supreme Court justices end up very liberal, he says that is a fear inside the White House, but not by the occupant who counts most. George W. Bush loves Al Gonzalez. Now, who can dispute that? George W. Bush loves Al Gonzalez and would like his former chief counsel to head a Gonzalez Supreme Court. That's true. George W. Bush wanted to pick a pro-abortion running mate. He thought that would improve the chances of his political career succeeding. And he did not, we know from his own lips, tape recorded by one of his family's confidants, and then the tapes played for the New York Times. He expressed that he would want to pick a pro-abortion running mate, but he could not because of James Dobson. That's what he said. He said Dobson wouldn't have it. And so that choice is out. And because he figured he looks like the pro-lifer, and if he has a running mate who's a pro-abort, then they'd get more votes. And that's what it's all about, really, right? It's not about unborn children being killed. It's about politics. So George W. Bush loves Al Gonzalez and would like his former chief counsel to head a Gonzalez Supreme Court. You know, it's interesting. It's a woman who's resigning now, right? Sandra Day O'Connor. She's a woman. And George W. Bush is the ultimate politician. So you can't replace a woman with a white male, or not with a healthy white male. You could replace a woman, political correctness, right? You could replace a woman with a woman, or you could replace a woman with a minority. And Alberto Gonzalez, he's a Hispanic. Martinez, Gonzalez, he's a Hispanic. So he could replace a woman with a Hispanic. I mean, the conservative Christians in America we've sunk into the gutter, the cesspool, right next to the liberals. It's when we have to look at somebody's race or somebody's gender, and that determines whether we could promote them or not. So he could replace a woman with a handicapped person or with a homosexual, right? George Bush could do that. He could replace Sandra Day O'Connor with a homosexual, but not with a healthy white male. That's just flat out. So he's really within himself. He has, because he wants Gonzalez on the court, and then he has this political correctness to be concerned about. So it's real tragic. Our Christian leaders are saying they want a strict constructionist. And you know what? Alberto Gonzalez is probably really close to exactly that. And Bush is probably thinking, what's wrong with all these Christians? Alberto Gonzalez, he just wants to uphold the law and interpret the Constitution as it was originally intended. And he's not an activist judge. He doesn't want to overturn precedent. So we're confused, guys. Christian pro-life leaders in America are confused. Here at Bob and Your Life, keep tuning in. Tune into the web at kgov.com. We'll try to work it out. We've got a predestination seminar in August coming up in Denver and Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. Check it out. It's a great school.